That was the beautiful voice of Maureen Hegarty. I came across Maureen's voice a couple of years ago and I discovered her wonderful version of How Are Things in Glochamora. But there she was singing The Green Glens of Antrim. Whose version of that did I play a couple of weeks ago? Oh, Michael O'Duffy, yeah, wonderful version. But there, that was Maureen Hegarty and The Green Glens of Antrim. Now we're going to Dublin and we'll have the Dubliners. We heard the Clancy Brothers earlier on. The Dubliners were, again, one of the early groups, and they went on for about 40 or 50 years, no longer in existence. They're telling us a great story about a great Dublin woman. Her name, Biddy Mulligan, and she's the pride of the Coombe. Now, the Coombe is a district of Dublin, and if you listen, well, it tells its own story, and I think Ronnie Drew does a great job on this one.
You may travel from Clare to the county Kildare, from Dublin right down to Macroom, but where would you see a fine widow like me, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Coombe? I'm a scrap of a widow that lives in a place in Dublin that's known as the Coombe. And me comfort and ease, you know, king could excel, though me palace consists of one room. Be Patrick Street corner for 35 years, I stood be me stall, that's no lie. And while I stood there was no one would dare to say black was the white of me eye. You may travel from Clare to the county Kildare, from Dublin right down to Macroom. And where would you see a fine widow like me, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Coombe? I sell apples and oranges, nuts and split peas, bullseyes and sugar sticks sweet. On a Saturday night I sell second-hand clothes from me stall on the floor of the street. Now I have a son, Mick, and he plays on the fife. He belongs to the Longford Street Band. It would do your heart good just to see the march out of a Sunday to Sandy Mount Strand. You may travel from Clare to the county Kildare, from Dublin right down to Macroom. And where would you see a fine widow like me, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Coombe? Me boys, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Coombe.
In today's world, particularly in the entertainment world, you hear many singers or artists trying to impersonate. We've got lots of Elvis impersonators and Frank Sinatra impersonators, but I've never once heard a Ronnie Drew impersonator, because I don't think you could impersonate that man. As I've said so often on the programme, I'm playing Ronnie Drew. He does remind me of my father, just a little. My father had a voice something like that, but not quite the same. There was only one Ronnie Drew, and there we heard him telling us the story of Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Coombe. There you heard a short track entitled, believe it or not, Chase Me Charlie, from a group I've never heard before, but I'm certainly going to look into some more of their material. They're called the Brock Maguire Band. Around the late 50s and early 60s, many new stars were coming onto the Irish recording scene. Well, of course, in the early 50s, we had people like Bridie Gallagher, and then we had Nita Norrie, who we're going to hear now. And I don't know whatever happened to Nita. She sort of disappeared off the recording scene, and we didn't hear an awful lot of her on the radio. This was one of her hits, and this particular song, I think, must be the most played song on Sounds Irish since we started way back in the day. But I still love it. Here, Nita Norrie, and If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here. And I'm sure that's the wish of many an Irish person living abroad.
I was dreaming of old Ireland, of Killarney's lakes and dales. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shannon bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay. If the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay. If the Shannon bells rang out in old Fremantle and County Cork at Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of little fairies dancing on the village green. There are lots of pretty collies, the finest ever seen, where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly Dean. Sure we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had them over here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay. If the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay. If the Shannon bells rang out in old Fremantle and County Cork at Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here.
We have Derek Warfield and the young Wolf Tones telling us all about the mischief that the boys get up to. The boys of Fair Hill, that is. Some fine banjo playing on this one as well.
The smell of pie. bother, not you stick it. Here's up my mall, says the boys of Fair Hill.
If you go to Cork, you'll get Thrasheen, Murphy Stout, and Pig's Crew Beans.
Here's up my mall, says the boys of Fair Hill.
The Lear across the foam, just to kiss the Blarney Stone.
Here's up my mall, says the boys of Fair Hill.
The Black Rock Castle stands up straight, the River Lee flows underneath.
Here's up my mall, says the boys of Fair Hill.
The Blackpool Gales are very rude, they go swimming in the Newt.
Here's up my mall, says the boys of Fair Hill.
But then they are no good at all, up again the Sunbeam Wall.
Here's up my mall, says the boys of Fair Hill.
Barry sells crew beans, fairly bursting at the seams.
Here's up my mall, says the boys of Fair Hill.
Blarney hens don't lay at all, and when they lay some small.
Here's up my mall, says the boys of Fair Hill.
The Shandon bells, they ring so sweet, the poor of Blackpool sweat beneath.
Here's up my mall, says the boys of Fair Hill.
The Rockies thought they were the stars, until they met with St. Finbar's.
Here's up my mall, says the boys of Fair Hill.
Christie Ring, he hooked the ball, we hooked them up, them balls and all.
Here's up my mall, says the boys of Fair Hill.
The spell on Patrick's Bridge is the wicket, held his father, Matthew's wicket.
Here's up my mall, says the boys of Fair Hill.
Here's up them all, says the boys of Fair Hill.
Thank you.
the rhythmic playing there of that wonderful group Dervish. Wasn't that some fantastic flute playing on that? They were playing the Coolie Jigs. The first person I heard ever to sing this next song was my dad. Now, my dad, if you gave him, as I've said before, two wine gums and a cup of strong tea, he'd sing anything. Now, he wouldn't sing it correctly, and he'd probably get two or three songs all mixed up together. But he had a wonderful way of singing songs. This song, I heard sung, first of all, by my dad. Then I heard it sung live for the first time in a theatre by Cavan O'Connor when I was about 11 or 12 years old. And here we have Derek McCormack singing it. And I know lots and lots of other people have recorded it, but I like this recording.
I wander today through the hills, Maggie, to watch the scene below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago. The green growth is gone from the hills, Maggie, where first the daisies sprung. The creaking old I were young. They say I am feeble with age, Maggie. My steps are much slower than them. My face is a well. They say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as dated as songs that we've sung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you I were young, when you and I were young.
I'm sure if you're a regular listener to Sounds Irish, you will really associate Joe Bollard with music and memories, because music always conjures up memories for me. When I hear a particular song, I think, where was I when I heard that for the first time? Most of the songs, particularly on Sounds Irish, were in my home or in my neighbourhood, because we were not so much a really musical family. We could all sing a bit. I was the only one that played an instrument. No, that's not quite true. I've told you before, my mother played the harmonica, but and my brothers played the harmonica, all of them did. But we weren't what you call really musical, although we used to have hoolies. And one of these memories that this song brings back to me, this next track, may sound rather strange, because the first time I ever heard it was from one of our neighbours who lived not far from us, a couple of doors down. And one particular morning, it was a beautiful sunny morning, she was sweeping the steps in front of her house and she was singing this, and I thought, that's a lovely song. A few days later, I heard it on the radio by Bing Crosby, but you're not getting the Bing Crosby version. You're getting my good friend Dermot O'Brien and his version of this song. And I can still remember, as an eight-year-old boy, listening to the neighbours of ours singing this song as she brushed her step.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang the song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her quaint old Irish way. And I'd give the world if I could hear her sing that song today. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, that's an Irish lullaby. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra,
Dermot O'Brien singing, well, a favourite song of mine there, Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, or an Irish lullaby. Now, I am aware, and normally on the programme, I try not to play the same artist twice during the 2 hours or so we have together. But I thought that was such a lovely version there by Dermot O'Brien that I thought, well, we'd make exceptions for this week's programme. And that has been this week's programme. I hope you've enjoyed it because, well, it, as I said at the beginning, it's the most mixed programme we've had for a long time. Friends, this is Joe Bollett saying, I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all is well in your world. And if it's not, I pray that you will be given the strength to cope, and I'm sure you will. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And don't forget that email address if you've got anything to say about the programme. Everton274@sky.com. EVERTON 274@sky.com. Now, you don't have to worry about putting my name in it. That's just the email that you just send your emails to, and I look forward to hearing from you. This is Joe Ballard saying, friends, take care, and until next week, God bless. Sláinte. Bye.